USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House is defending its decision not to extend the federal eviction moratorium that expired over the weekend. At a Monday press briefing, economist Gene Sperling told reporters that because of a Supreme Court ruling, reauthorization had to come from Congress. An attempt to extend the moratorium was made in the House, but ultimately failed. Sperling also estimated that around 2 million renters now face the threat of imminent eviction. And South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham tweeted Monday that he'd tested positive for COVID-19 despite being fully vaccinated. He said he was experiencing flu-like symptoms over the weekend before going to the House doctor. He said he's currently experiencing mild symptoms that feel like a sinus infection. He added that he was thankful to be vaccinated because he's sure his symptoms would be worse if he wasn't. Graham will now quarantine for the next 10 days. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Texas lawmakers have called on the Biden administration to put a priority on the health and safety of the border agents on the southern border. Representative Henry Cuellar said last week that more than 80 agents in the Rio Grande Valley sector have tested positive for the virus. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says that those migrants who exhibit symptoms are referred to local health systems for testing and treatment. But Border Patrol Union President Brandon Judd says that's not stopping the virus on the border. He tells Fox News that those infections are taking more agents out of the field and weakening border security.
That's the first thing that we face. Everybody that we take into custody, we have to assume might have COVID. And we have agents that are coming down. We've had agents that have already died due to COVID exposure. And yes, we have over 80 of our agents. Now, that's another agent. That's another 80 people that we have to take out of the field that can't be patrolling the border simply because we're being overwhelmed and the cartels are being allowed to make billions of dollars in transporting these illegal aliens that have COVID and other diseases that are coming into the United States.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A sprinter is creating drama at the Olympics in Tokyo.
A Belarusian sprinter has accused her country's Olympic team of trying to force her to leave Tokyo after she criticized Belarus's coaching staff on social media. Kristina Timonuskaya says she was taken from the Olympic Village to the Tokyo airport against her will before refusing to board a flight back to Minsk. Activist groups say the sprinter was targeted by supporters of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. Timonuskaya was taken from the airport by Tokyo police to a safe place and will reportedly ask for asylum from the Austrian embassy. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra is trying to get more people to sign up for Obamacare, as over 2 million people have signed up during President Biden's open enrollment period for affordable health care services, which is extended through August 15th.
Some returning and signing up for a different plan, but about a million of them have actually gotten a plan where they pay no more than $10 a month in their premiums. Some pay nothing in their premiums, which is phenomenal. And that's, again, because the members of Congress made it possible through the American Rescue Plan.
Secretary Becerra in Georgia on Monday saying he hopes the state will make its own comprehensive Medicaid expansion program to get more people to sign up for the lower-cost health insurance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.